warned that the Mishneh collaborates the Dina Tzadchaneh and the Tzadchaneh's concept applies to a case where the thing was found in the Mokim itself, not close by. Otherwise, why should it be awesome? So the Gemara says, no. Kidu amar abayi bidaf, okanam bidaf. So this Mishneh refers to a case where there is a daf. So Mele, it's not a question between Reiv on one hand and Korev on the other. It's a question between Reiv and Korev on one side and just Korev on the other. Because the daf is both. Has Rov and Korev, and the other compartment of the Sheva has just Korev. So maybe that's why, of course, Rov and Korev is a stronger Biruv than just Korev. But maybe if it's a question between just Rov and just Korev, so then Korev is a stronger Biruv. So maybe in this case, and in this case, even according to Rav Chanina, Korev would be the stronger Biruv. The Gemara was forced to extend Rav Chanina's concept. But Rav Chanina never said it in regard to such a case. But now the Gemara says that the Mishnah is reference to the case of Daf, so maybe there is no hechech to extend Rav Chanina's concept. So it is as the Ramban says, that where the thing is found in the Mokim itself, so then the Korev of the Mokim itself, not of proximity to the Mokim, but of the Mokim itself, is stronger than Rov. He's stronger than Rov. So according to Ramban, what should be the Halacha? Without Daf, even though we pass like Rav Chanina, without Daf, so then, it should be Muta. So it should be Muta. But the Rambam, so we cannot say, that does not answer the Rambam, because the Rambam says it's Osa. So according to the Rambam, it follows that, let's say, a libid maskon of the Gemara, so if there could be zimin shcheirim ulevonim, v'ishki motzu shcheirim mokim levonim, v'on mokim shcheirim, and there is no daf, so it's a question between Rov. Either we have a conflict of two birurim. A birur of Rov, just Rov by itself, without Korev. And the birur of Korev, not of proximity to the thing, but of the Korev itself, of the Mokim itself. So what is stronger? The Korev of the Mokim itself, not just of proximity to the Mokim, so is stronger than the birur of Rov. So maybe the Yenim should be Muta. But the Rambam says the Yenim is Osa. But what does the Rambam say? The Yenim is Osa because Sofik Muchon is Osa. And according to Mandoma, the Sofik Muchon is Muta, so then the Yenim would be Muta. Would be Muta without it. Now, so what we see, the Rambam does not agree completely with the Ramban. He applies the lomdes of the Ramban, but he does not agree with him. Now, according to the Ramban, if a Novi will be found in the Kerem itself, so then the Novim will be Osa. The Novim will be Osa. So it will be Vada Yosa, not Tzofik Osa. It will be Vada Yosa, not Tzofik. Because the Ramban Shiti is that Revi Korev, where the Korev consists, not in the mere proximity to the Mokim, but of being found in the Mokim itself, so then that kind of Korev is stronger than Rov. That's the Shiti's Ramban. The Rambam Shiti is not like this, because look at the Losh Rambam. Avo Anovim Anintzoim Tmunim Shom. Avo Anovim Anintzoim Tmunim Shom Asurim. Shemo Mishom Nilkitu, Vitznim Shom. Why does the Rambam say Shemo? According to the Ramban, it's not Shemo, it's Vadai. Because this kind of Korev, where it is found in the Mokim itself, is a stronger prevails over the Biro of Rov. So it's not Shemo. The Rambam says Shemo, So in other words, the Rambam apparently holds that, you see, he passes like Hanina. So if it is a rov, if there is a conflict between two birurim, a birur of rov, and the birur of korev of proximity to the mokim, not the mokim itself, not the mokim itself, then the birur of rov is stronger, and it's a vaday like the rov. If it is, the Ramban says, but if it is, if the korev consists in the mokim itself, not just proximity, but the mokim itself, so according to the Ramban, then the birur of korev is stronger. The Rambam Shita is, when the Korev consists in the mere proximity to the Mokim, then the Birur of Rov is stronger. But when the Korev consists in the Mokim itself, then this Korev and Rov are Shkuli. Ashkuli, they're the same kind of Birur. Some really is Sophic. Some really is Sophic. Some really, when the Rambam says, Avranovim hanimtsoim tmunim shom asurim, so he says shemo mishom yurkitu v'itznim shom. So we have to say, I mean that we have to say according to the Rambam anyway. No matter what we say, since the Rambam says shemo, it's only sophic that the Rambam in Halacha Yidimu has reference to a case where it was found in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. Because sophic all in Chutz Loretz is muta. That's the Halacha L'Mishim Sina. So in other words, the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam doesn't say Chutz Loretz, on the contrary, there is a deal. I mean, it's no hechech, because the Rambam first discussed all of Eretz Yisrael, and then he mentioned the din of all the Chutz Loretz. And then, so in the Aloche before, he mentioned all the Chutz Loretz, and here he doesn't say Chutz Loretz. He doesn't say Chutz Loretz. So in other words, so here the Rambam is reference to the case of the Gemara was a Chutz Loretz. That doesn't mean that the Rambam has to have reference to Chutz Loretz just because the case in the Gemara was on Chutz Loretz. So when the Rambam says, Avranovim anitzoim tmunim shom asurim, he says, Shemo mishom lukito. So the Rambam says Shemo. So in other words, it's not the Vada. It's not the Vada at all. But Sofikole, Chutz Loretz is muta. So obviously the Rambam has reference to Eretz Yisrael. To Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's muchach, no matter what we say. Because since the Rambam says the word to Shemo. So the Rambam agrees with the Ramban, but he does not agree completely with the Ramban. In other words, the Rambam agrees with the Ramban that there are two kinds of korev. There is a korev of being close to the mokim, but not in the mokim itself. And there is a korev in the mokim itself, where it is found in the mokim itself. In the mokim itself. So then, according to the Ramban, if the korev consists of being found in the mokim itself, so then this korev is stronger than rov. And according to the Rambam, if the korev consists in being found in the mokim itself, then it chokles with rov. It chokles with rov. Now let's return to the Rambam here. Zimin shcherim ulevonim, umotzo shcherim mokim levonim ulevonim mokim shcherim asurim. Shaneim yoshem oison shezimin poruchu lehem, veilu achirim hei, vichol sofik muchonos. So, why does the Rambam say like that? Because the Rambam holds that korev were that is in the mokim itself, not just close by. So he shokel with rov. So if shokel with rov, so in other words, from the point of view of rov, we should say that they are not mizumonim. It's mukzeh here. From the point of view of korev, so, which is shokel with rov, so we should say that is mizumon. Some mele it's sofik muhon. And the Rambam Paskin, Sofik Muchon is osa. But according to the Tane, that of Dalet, that Sofik Muchon is muter, so here it will muter. Now how will the Rambam explain this Gemara? So the Rambam says like this. Now, the Gemara says, you will pshit it. Omar Rabbi Hocha Mayaskinon, kishidim en shkirim ulevonim, vishkim mozo shkirim mokim ulevonim, ulevonim mokim shkirim. Mal etei mehane yinu minu, vishapuche yisapech, komashkulon. Hanochozdo leal meh, V'hanachinen. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara did not know of the kinte of daf, that the Mishnah might have referenced the case where there was a daf and the number of yinim which were me'almen, were on the daf, which was also correct. So the Gemara assumed that the Sheva does not have a daf. So the Sheva does not have a daf. So now the Gemara says, Leime Misaya Leili Rav Chanin. Because after all, as to whether Sofik Muchon is Muter or Hosea, that's a Machlokes Tanoim. This Mishneh has to agree with everybody. According to all Tanoim, whether Sofik Muchon is Muter or Sofik Muchon is Hosea, Mishneh is in accordance with everybody. And here the Mishneh says that Zimen Shreya Motzo Levonim, so it's Hosea. It means also according to all Tanoi. Also according to Tanoi. So the Gemara says, Lene Misayle Rav Chanine. So, and the Gemara didn't know of the possibility of that. So Mele it's a riot to Rav Chanine, and also we are forced to say. So the Havamine, the Makshin, was forced to come to the conclusion that the Rav Chanine's din applies not only to the case of Rovi Korev where it goes by, but it even applies to the case of Rovi Korev, where the Korev consists in the mocking, in being found in the mocking itself. So the Gemara says, Kido Marabai Bidah, Pochaname Bidah. So in other words, so you don't have to say that from this Mishitzerayit Rav Chanine, and you don't have to extend the concept of Rav Chanine, because this Mishnah is reference to the case where there is a daf. So the Mele, if there is a daf, so it's a question of Rovi Korev on one and just Korev on the other. So if there is a daf, so the daf, the other compartment in the Shever, represents a Korev of the Mokim itself, and the daf also represents a Korev that is in the Mokim itself. But at the same time, the daf combines in it both berurim. The korev, the highest type of korev of being found in the mokim itself, and also the rov. So naturally, I mean, rov and korev on one hand, and just korev on the other hand, so rovi korev is stronger. But if there is no daf, so then the Mishnah wouldn't say, as a general rule, according to everybody, that it's asurim. Then, if there is no daf, so then it will be told in the Machlekes Tanoim, daf for talent, as to whether Sofik Muchon is Osa, Sofik Muchon is Muta. But there are passages like Tanoim that Sofik Muchon is Osa, so even without the daf, it's Osa. And in the Chaname, according to Tanoim, that Sofik Muchon is Muta, so without the daf, it will be Muta. But the Rambam Shita is that where there is a conflict between Rov on one hand and Korev, or that consists in the Mokim itself, so then it's both Ashkolim. So in other words, so we have three Shittas. We have Shittas at Teisvus in Bo Basra, we have Shittas at Ramban, we have Shittas at Rambam. According to Teisvus in Bo Basra, so Rov is always stronger than Korev, even though the Korev consists in the Mokim itself. According to the Ramban, so if the Korev consists of the Mokim itself, so then the Korev is strong. According to the Rambam, if the Korev consists of the Mokim itself, so then it's Shokol with Rov. All right.
Why?
Shnayim moshe shlisha asuri. Now, the machlekes rishonim that we mentioned last time, three shittes. The shitte of Teisves, and the shitte of the Rambam, the shitte of the Rambam. The shitte of Teisves is the crazy korev is all ha-harov, even when the korev consists of the mokim itself, not just of being more close to the mokim. And the shitte of the Rambam means that if the korev consists in the thing being found in the mokim itself, not the it being more close to the mokim, so then korev is odd. Is all ha-korev. And then she does a Rambam that in such a case where the korev consists of being found in the mokim itself, so then it's cool. So it is soft. I mean, it's a basic machlekes. Which it is a rishonim. Now it's Megillah Dinei, I mean, not only in Shailes Ligabe Shchirin Motzel Livonin, it's Megillah, sometimes a foundling is found, let's say in a section like Borah Park, and the question is it to be considered as a Goy or as a Yisrael? So Nimtso Biyo Sheru Yisrael, so Yisrael. Nimtso Biyo Sheru Akum, so is Akum. It can be Machlin Leveles even. So suppose a foundling is found in a section like Borah Park. So according to Teisves, so it should be considered as an akum, because Revi Korev Volachacha Ochara Rov, and the Rov are going. But according to the Ramban, it should be considered as a Vada Yisroel. According to the Ramban, it should be considered like Sofik Yisroel, Sofik Akum. All right. Now, Shnayim Motzo Shleisha Asuri. Monefshach. Yachinaninu. Hoachinaninu. Vilo yachinaninu. Hoyikechadim arelbo. So the Rashbo says, because there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, in Yach Mono Motzo Masai. So Rebbe says, Chulu Maisa Sheinim Robin Zeboze. And Chachomim say, Hakelchu. So Mele, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. Shnayim motzei shlisha asur mimonefshach. Bein according to Rebbe, bein according to Rabbonon. Iach inenu, if we say like the Rabbonon, that in niach mono, umotzo mesayi, so hakilchum. So here we have to say that since he left there two pigeons and he found three, so we have to presume that the two it departed, and then it's other three. The three are new ones. So all of them are awesome. In other words, and if we assume like Rabbi, who says, in other words, so we say that we shouldn't say, we don't have to presume that all the three are new ones. Only one is a new one, so it's still one, so there is a taruves. So two are not mukze, and one is mukze, so merely tos. Alright, this is how the Rashba explained the Gemara. Now, Teisa says the kashe, kachad imarev, buvintim av lifto behube. So Teisa gives two terutzi. ויש למה לבעל החיים לבטלה דכשיר, that's גמורי נזרוכי, פרק התערובץ. That the בעל החיים is not bottled, that's also מדרבונם, מדרייס everything is bottled. אינה מהווה לדובה שיש למטירי, להחיונטה וכל דובה שיש למטירי, אפילו דלף לא יבוד. So even though Teisus gives two תירוצים, it doesn't mean that the first תירץ disagrees with the second תירץ. It's two different תירוצים, but I mean the first תירץ agrees with the second teretz, and the second teretz agrees with the first teretz. There are two reasons as to why it couldn't become one. Shloisha umotze shnayim utom. If he left three pigeons, and then he found only two, so it's muta. Why? My time. Hani inu ninu. we say the two that we find are two of the three that he was meichel. And where's the third one? Well, the third one left. We don't have to say just because originally there are two, and originally there are three, and now there are two, that it means that all the three left, and the two are two new ones. That we don't say because there is no reyese in respect to the two. So we say two, there were three, so one left, but the two who remained are the original ones. My time, if he left Maisasheni, a mono Maisasheni, in a certain place, Umotso Masai, and then he found two monos, Ishu Maisasheni Murovin Zebaze. So one thing is certain, that if there is an additional mono that originally was not there, so we do not have to be cheshish. Maybe the additional mono is also Maisasheni. That we're not cheshish. You see, don't find even Misalkedaitoch in the Gemara, no Mandomar, and not even Misalkedaitoch, that Hiniach mono umotzo Masayim. So we should say that everything we should be cheshish. Everything is Maisasheni. After all, he left only mono, and he finds more. Maybe he took away the mono. Maybe he took away the mono. Maybe the original mono is Maisasheni. Maybe he put another mono Maisasheni. So that we're not cheshish. The mono doesn't even have a salkedaitoch that we should be cheshish. Since he left a mono Maisasheni, now he finds an extra mono. Maybe the extra mono is also Maisasheni. Why? Because we go with a chazoki. So stop. So any mono in the world is presumed to have a cheskas chu. Meichas eisiv should be cheshis that it is Maisasheni. But one mono we know was Maisasheni. So now we found a second mono. So the question is, either both have to be considered as a chu, or one is chu and Maisasheni, but not. Perhaps both are Maisasheni. That we don't have to be cheshish. Because start, any mono in the world, if the contrary is proven, is presumed to be chul. Alright. So, hiniach mono umot mesai. So, chul Maisasheni meurovim zebaze. Divrei Rebbe. So, Rebbe says that we assume that one is chul, and one is Maisasheni, because one mono was there originally, so we presume that remained there. But an extra mono was put down there. So one is mono, and one is chu, and one is Maisasheni. One is Maisasheni. Divrei Rebbe. V'chachomim emrim hakel chu. Chachomim say, no, we are tele. We presume that the original mono of Maisasheni was taken away. And so then we should have nothing left here, but two monos were put down. Why do the Chachomim say, if the price didn't discuss it, so Mr. Asvore, we would say not like the Chachomim. We would say like Rebbe. Because after all, if there is a halacha that we have to go bosa chazok. In other words, we have to presume that the status quo has been maintained. As it was before, so it is now. But to the extent that we know there was a change in the status quo, alright, so we are forced to say that there was a change. But we don't have to introduce any new changes. That was not shown, that was not demonstrated. Now, he left there a mono. And then, my mono is ashamed. Now we find two monos. So we know there was a change in the status quo. There was certainly a change in the status quo. So there are two possibilities. You can say there was one change in the status quo. In other words, that an additional monarch was placed near the original monarch. That will involve only one change in the status quo. This is how Rebbe says. But the Chachomim say, Hatochu. So in other words, what are we presuming? That there were two changes in the status quo. First of all, the mono that was there originally was removed, a removal of the mono that was there, and a deposit of two new monos. So in other words, so if we have two alternatives. One alternative is that there was one single change in the status quo. And the other alternative consists in the proposition that instead of one single change taking place in the status quo, there were two changes. So isn't it reasonable to assume that just one single change took place? Why we introduce another change in the status quo? After all, there is a halacha that we go with Hadok. So we always have to say the status quo has not been changed. But if we see it was changed, so we have to say it was changed. But here we are not forced to come to the conclusion that there was a double change in the status quo. Why then do the Chachomim say that we presume everything is chum? In other words, so in order to say that everything is chum, we have to assume that there was a double change in the status quo. First of all, a removal of the money that was there, and then a deposit of new money. So Rashi explains it. You see, this is what bothered Rashi. Rashi says, "Niach mono, mimoyis mashasheni b'teiv, chum mashasheni, murovim ze b'te, hoechot chum v'in yedeya eizehu, v'neiti la'yofe shebe." ואם עם זוי של מייסר הרי יופ ועם חום להתחבר אתם יכולים לצורר אז רשי said since חום אז השין מרובן זה בזה but he doesn't know which is which so then what does he have to do? He takes the better ones and he says as follows if this is my השין it's fine all right, so let it remain my השין but if this is חום so let the my השין be מחור on this one. So then he's making the better one, Maisa Sheini, and the other one is making Chum. So Teisa says, Pirsha Kunt Rasbir Mona Yofish Vishnei Yim Al Yimzeh Shal Maisa Mute, Vimacha Shal Maisa Ari Zimchula, Al Zeh Viteime, Vimfor Yim Firik Azov, Vimchal Un Kesef Al Kesef, Velo Yim Mois Al Mois. So you cannot be, Michalil, like silver coins on silver coins, or copper coins on copper coins. So how now here you can say mono, I mean that both are silver coins, the same kind of coin. So how can it be mechalil one upon the other? We can't clear the mechal bitchua mono shal maiseh al putei shal necheshes v'akei mechalil al mona yovesh b'shnei. Alright, now Teisves in Bo Mitzie says that this whole Mishneh of a mechal in kesef al kesef v'loi mois al mois, but it has to be kesef al mois, Mois al Kesef, not Kesef al Kesef, Mois al Mois. So that Mishnah goes only according to Rabbi Meir, however the Chachom Vachel. So in other words, we see, I mean, that this Teisus is Chelik and Teisus Mo Metzia. So according to Teisus Mo Metzia, I mean, there is no Kash. All right. Now, Rash, Hakelchum. So this is what Rabbi says. Chum as Hashem Morov Mzeh Bezeh. In other words, we don't introduce a double change in the status quo. But the Chachomim say, Hatochum. So we presume that two changes happened. First, a removal of the original money and the deposit of new money. A total deposit of new money. Hatochum. Hoyo vilei motzok moishe niach. Teilin lehof. Vilei ma'anote lesavishe. V'iniach. V'imokim ache. V'iniach shuve seilu, which is chum. V'shochach. שאינו דו מניח מויס חום ומויס מייס ביחד. ומויס מייס ביחד. So what's the reason of the Chachomim? So in other words, what this is what bothered Rashi. Why, I mean, we rely on Chazoke. But to the extent that we know that there was a change in the Sefer, all right, we have to say there was a change. But Mehicha Teise assumes a double change in the status quo. So this is how Rashi explains it. Because it's unlikely for a person to put down Mois Chum near Mois Mais. Now, he had the a mono, Mois Mais Hashem. Then, and now he finds two. So then, it's more reasonable to assume a double change in the score than to say that mono remained there. But he just deposited another mono. Well, that's unlikely for a person to deposit a mono of whom? Nearly mono by Hashem. So there is a presumption that the person wouldn't do it. Now, if he wouldn't do it, so mainly this alternative is out. So that alternative is that he removed the original mono and then he made a deposit, a total deposit of whom? All right, now. Now then they have second machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Hiniach mosayim umotzo mon. If he left two monos, Mais Hashem, and then he found only one. So mono munach mono mut. So Rebbe says again, we don't have to introduce a double change in the status quo. We know there was a change in the status quo. Because originally there are two, now we see only one. So what do we say? So we say that the one that is still here, that's the old one. And it took away one. Chachomi memrim, hakochu, we are telling the kule. And we say that it took away both. It took away both. And then he made a deposit of a new one, which is chuk. What's that reason? What's the reason for this aloha of the Chachomi? Again, I mean, why should we introduce a double change in the status quo when we have no evidence that such a double change took place? So Rashi says, Hakelchu, Hoyul v'lelu l'Yerushalayim. In other words, he knows that he wasn't Malet l'Yerushalayim. Lo yifridon zem mizeh. Lo yifridon zem mizeh. Ushneim netolom v'inichom mokmah. V'zeh chum hu sh'iniach alim achikim v'shokach. Inasmuch as the person was not Malet l'Yerushalayim. So he had no reason to take away one and leave the other one. Because if he was Malal Yerushalayim, so then it could be. Maybe he was Malal Yerushalayim and it was too much of a load to carry both. So Mimele he left one. But he wasn't Malal Yerushalayim. So why should he take away one and leave one? Why? So Mimele, but we see that just one is left, so we have to say that he probably took away both, and then he made a deposit of another one. All right. Now, so the Gemara says, now here we say Shleisho Moshe Shnayim is Mitorim, so we must listen Rebbe V'loi Rabbonon because we're calling it Rabbonon, because they're calling it Rabbonon, so hiniach mosayim umotzo mono. So then is hakelchu. Hakelchu. So we are still even with kule. We presume that. So mele here we should say that it's osa lechumre. We should say that. So the Gemara says afilu teimer abono hoyit ma'alo rabbi yechum rabbi leder dam tavaye. Shani Geisleis, Hoyil, V'asuyin Lidadeis. Hoyil V'asuyin Lidadeis. In other words, by Geisleis, So, in other words, you see, by money, I mean, the money cannot walk away by itself. So there must be, the person must have taken it away. The buyer must have taken it away. So then, the Rabbonim say, inasmuch as the money was taken away by the buyer deliberately, so Mele, he probably took away both. He wouldn't take away one and leave the other. So he took away both, so how do we have one? So that's a new deposit that was made. Masha'inkin, Gabi Geisleis, by patience. So then there is no reyese in respect to two. Now originally there were three muchonim, pigeons, in the rest. Now we see only two now. So there is no reyese as to the two that are left. Meichateisa, should we say, that these two, that all the three were taken away. They are, so it couldn't go away by itself. The mono cannot walk away by itself. So the Bailin deliberately must have taken it away. If the Bailin deliberately has taken it away, so he must have taken it away, all the three. He didn't take away one and leave one. Mashenk in here, so by itself. So one pigeon just left, and the other two remained. Meirateh said that the other two also left. Well, it seems to be a very simple terrace. It's natural for the pigeons to hop away. Now the Gemara is the Kashi. Why do we have to resort to it? In other words, the machleik between Rebbe and Rabbonon, by niach musai him umotomono, so is bishnei kisi machleik. In other words, when two wallets were of Maisa Sheni money was left, and then he found only one wallet with money. So then there is a machleik. So in such a case, Rebbe holds, after all, there is no reyes. In one wallet, there is no reyes. So Meirateh is to say that both wallets were taken away, and the new wallet was deposited. Avol b'kisechos, but suppose there was only one. In one wallet he left two monies in one wallet, not two wallets in each wallet amount, but in one wallet he left two monies. So, and then he found in the wallet only one money. So divrei hakilchu, because since it's b'kisechot, so there was a reyese in respect to everything. If it's two separate wallets, so in the other wallet there was no reyese. But if the two monies were contained in one wallet, and now we found the one wallet with one money, so that means there was a reyese in regard to everything. So memeire, so the v'hatochu, v'chadoma b'kisechot machle, avo b'shnei kisin, v'hatochu monamunach monamutu. One mandoma says that the machleikes is dafke b'kisechot. So then the Chachomim say hakelchu. Masha'in ke b'shnei kisin. So even the Chachomim will be made to Rebbe that monach munach monamut. B'shleim mandoma b'shnei kisin machleikes. B'shnei kisin machleikes. And highly distrachly. So mele. So the situation here is analogous to the situation shnei kisin. Shnekis, because here it's three pigeons, and there and then he found only two of the three, and there the two wallets, and he found only one. So there's an analogy. So that's why we have to give the teretz shana geder sulasim ladis el mandolam bikisachut machleikis avu bishnekisin Divrehakel Monemuna Monemutl. And here, Tabe Pigeon, so it's like Shnei Kisim. So then even Chachomim don't say Hakel Chum. So there is no Kashe at the very outset. So why do we have to resort to the Teretz of Medalit? Hashlom Lishnuyalo Ho Amret Bishnei Kisim Lepligo. Omar Avashe Hoche Begetus Mikishor and Vikisim Kishor Maskino. So in other words, when the Bandoma says, so it means, Bikisechot, ki Bishnei Kisim Ken Kisechot. There were two kisim, two wallets, but the two wallets were like one wallet. In other words, they were tied together. They were tied together. So he says, Machlekes because b'shnei kisim kein kisechot, b'shnei kisechot, but avu b'shnei kisim, but if they were two kisim, would them not tie together, one would separate from the other, so then divrehakil monemunach u monemutu. So, but when did the Chachomim say that the Rehakel Chum, when the two kisim are tied together? And here the Mishnah deals with every case, even with the case when he left three pigeons that were tied together, and then he found only two. So even in such a case, so he also say mutar. But if the three pigeons were tied together, and then he found only two, one is gone, so it's like the case, it presents an analogy in the case of two kissing tied together, and then he found only one. So according to Chachomim, that we say that everything is new, so here also we should say everything is new. The two pigeons that we found are new pigeons. So that's the Kasha of the Gemara. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara gives the Teretz. So the Gemara Teretz. Shiny Gizlis. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim over there say that everything is new. Mashiach in here, they don't say everything is new. They say the two that are left are the same two that were there before. But how is it? I mean, all the three were tied together. Now just two. So Gizlis Mintecha Adodi. So by Gizlis, so it's Mintchadot, but Kisim, so Mele, there is no Yichoche, that all the three were gone. But so you ask, how is it, if just one is gone, so but they all tie together, because it's very likely for the pigeons to untie themselves one from the other. But kissing loy mintachadode. So since kissing loy mintachadode, so memele, we say, we exclude the possibility that one kiss just was untied. So that's why we say that the two kissing that one kiss that is left is a new kiss, according to Rabbah. The Rebbe. But the question is now, why does Rebbe say, in the case of two kisses that were tied together, and then we find only one kiss, so he says that the one kiss is the same that was there before? So kisses name is in the misachol kitrai. Sometimes it becomes loosened by itself, and then the person who came, so it took just one. If it wouldn't be possible that it should untie by itself, so then we should presume, of course, kissing wouldn't fly away by themselves. There might be... Anyway, but suppose it is a tzirach. It is a tzirach mitzvah. It is a tzirach mitzvah that is... A tzirach mitzvah that is not peculiar to that day. So the question is it muter to apply the halacha of mitaych or not? So the machlekes is in connection with meitzi ames on Yom Kippur. Now, so is it muter mi derais al libet b'silel to be meitzi es ames? Let's say now, mes beyond the frishin, so muter l'chidrei al v'amomi. That's a gemara mefresh. So you can tell a goy, to be kiva. So the Asmina Rishenim would say that the Kvura itself, I mean the digging of the bear, that has to be only the Amomi, beyond the Frishin. But carrying the mess in the Rishus Rabim to the Beis HaKvores, that can be only Israel, because Mitir Sheutro Litzerech, Utro Shalei Litzerech, there has to be Tzerech Ksas, Tzerech Mitzvah. But Kvura's mess is certainly a Mitzvah. It's certainly a Mitzvah. So Mele it's Mutar, according to. So the Ramban mentions, there is a very, one sheet of the Ramban, two pages of the Ramban and Beit. So there we discuss that. So then, the Asam Rishenim will say that it's Mutar Lehitzi Esames Yoshus Rabin Vlikim Vrayanon, because of the Aloch of Miteich. And the Ramban is Chelik. And the Ramban says no, that we have to have. If the tzerach is a tzerach mitzvah, if it's not a gashmir tzerach, if it is a gashmir tzerach, so then it doesn't matter whether it's peculiar to the day or not. The only important question is, did he enjoy himself on Yom Tov? And if he had a anoya on Yom Tov, even though he committed many averes, he ate kosher becholof, he ate kiranosh, but he had anoya, so mimele, it's considered a tzerach hayei, even though it's illegitimate. Mashiach came where there is no physical anoye. Where the anoye is anoye of mitzvah. So anoye of mitzvah, by ligabe anoye of mitzvah, you also say the aloch of mitzvah. That's only if the mitzvah is peculiar to that day. Let's say like milo bismano. So you have to be mitzvah the tinnik to be mal the tinnik bismano. Now since it's milo bismano, so that means, in other words, it's a mitzvah dafke this day, and Yom Tov happens to be the eighth day of the Tinek. So Mele is considered Tzerech Hayei, or Lulev. So there is a few of Lulev on this day, so it's peculiar to the day, or Sifat Torah. So again, it's not because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah or Gisa V'Yim of Alayla. As far as the mitzvah of Gisa V'Yim of Alayla, according to the Ramban, so he wouldn't apply the Loch of Biteich. Because it's not peculiar. Gisabiyim Lailo is not peculiar to Yom Tov. But there is a loch of Chetzel Adishen, Vechetzel Lochem. So studying Torah and Kriyas HaTorah and everything is peculiar to the day. So on account of that mitzvah of Chetzel Adishen, Vechetzel Lochem, so it's considered a Tzirach Hayei. But to be Kiver and Mes, that's not peculiar to that day. So Memele, it's not a Tzerech Hayeim, so it will be Chayim Malchus, according to the Ramban. Of course, I mean, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon, that Moshe and Shkil Gufo is Potter, so Bayonim is also Potter. So it's not Chayim Malchus, and that's called, but according to Rav Yudei, that Moshe and Shkil Gufo is Chayim, and Hamitz is Hamitz, but Shus Rabim Lekevri, and Shabbos is Chayim, so Memele, Hamitz is Hamitz, Lekevri, and Yom Tov, it will be Chayim Malchus. Chayim Malchus, that's what it is.
What about all this
and that, according to
Ramban, that would be Bichal and Chatzim
Asher? That's right, because of Shulchon Chomori and Shulchon Rab Choreikon. So that means, so that comes within the mitzvah of Simche, of Chetzel Arishem, Chetzel Acher. That's right, because of Shalish, Shulchon Chomori and Shulchon Rab Choreikon. So that means, so that comes within the mitzvah of Simche, of Chetzel Arishem, Chetzel Acher. Now, in the morning Shabbos, the din in the Mishnah Madlik Mishem Sefer B'Yomtev of the olden days. So the Gemara says, my time. What Mishem Sefer B'Yomtev means? Truma Shenitneyo. So in Madlik Mishem Yif, let's say Friday had to be Yomtev. So in Madlik Mishem Sefer, you cannot be Madlik near Shabbos on Friday Yomtev. So my time, why not? After all, true. After all, Mayo Dalochi is Masika Tachas Tafilis. Why shouldn't he be allowed to be Madlik Yeneir Shal Shabbos with it? So my time is Vishen Seif in Kotchen Yomtev. Minoan Emile. So just as he Seif in Kotchen Yomtev, so he Seif in Trumat Mayo Yomtev also. Minoan Emile, Macheski Yochid Gondel Cheski, or Machol Nisirum Enu Adbeika. Valisa Menu Adbeika, Shin Talmudim Adbeika, Matalmudim Adbeika, Boa Kosuf Litlei, Beika Sheinu Yisrifos. So in other words, so that's the Gzeras HaKosuf, that he can only do it on the Anchalameyet, Bikashim, not on the first day. The first day. Abai Oma, Roma Kroi, Veshabet Vishabatei, Veshchil Vishabes, Veshchil Biyont. Rob Oma, Oma Kroi, Hu Vivadi Yosel Lachem, Hu Vili Machshiri, Livadi Viloi Mile Vishloi Bizmano, Loi Bizmano, Fiasi Vikal Lachem. Rabashi Oma, רבה שאומר שהבוסן, עשה, והב ליום תפסה ולא יססה ואין עשה דיחס, לא יססה ויעשה. Now, so, according, now the question arises, now this halacha, I mean, the Mila Shloi Bizmano. So it's not Deiche Yonte, Mila Shloi Bizmano. So Rav Ashi says that because it's Ese Velo Isese. Vein Ese Deiche Lo Isese Vese. Vein Ese Deiche Lo Isese Vese. But the question is, according to Rashi, that Rashi Shiti is that there is a loch of Miteich, there is a loch of Miteich, that even without any Tzirach Lao, so then we don't have to resort to any Tchir. So without any Tchir, because Miteich Shehutro Litzirach, so is Hutro Shalom Litzirach. So why does Rav Ashi say? Why does Rav Ashi say that Shabbos Ese v'havel yom tefese v'lo yisese v'in ese d'yichetz lo yisese v'ese? So true, there is no tchiyeh, but mitzad alochi of miteich, so she do muta. So the alochi of miteich. So we have to say that according to Rashi, that so Einochanam, if that now the Gemara gives different terutzim. One teretz is sincere in kochim yontef, and then there is the Gzeras HaKosuf for fully vadi yoslachem, who will machshir and vadi will imir shoy bizman. So in other words, so there is a special Gzeras HaKosuf. So according to that teretz, there is a special Gzeras HaKosuf that Mila Shaloi Bizmano is also on Yontif. So when Rav Ashi says that the reason is why we cannot be mal a Mila Shaloi Bizmano on Yontif, because a Yeseh Deicha Leiseh Seveseh, so that will only go according to those who reject the whole halacha of Miteich. Now there are some, not only Bishamai, Rabbi Akiva says that there is no halacha of Miteich. And then, as many point out, So, as the Prechodosh says, according to the Prechodosh, so the Shittas HaRambam means that the Halacha of Metech applies only to Itzoye and to Avora, and it doesn't apply to other Melachos. So in other words, so Rav Asher's Teretz of Yom Tov Eseh V'Lo'Yiseh Seh V'Nesed Dicha Lo'Yiseh Seh V'Eseh, that goes according to those who say that there is no Halacha of Metech. There is no Halacha of Metech. Or that Metech doesn't apply to all Melachos. Metech applies only to Itzoye and Avora. So then the question arises, if there is no, if there is no aloch of miteich, true there is no aloch of miteich, but let it be muter because the essay of mila should be deiche. So he says in essay deiche lois is aves. Mila should be zmano. So it is just an essay. So in essay deiche lois is aves. Masheike, those who say that there is aloch of miteich by all melachos. So melee without chiyah, so it should be muter because of the aloch of miteich. So you have to resort to the teretz of chovet of who goloi machshiri levade lo emir shalom bizman. So it's a special class of kosher that it's awesome. Now, a chename kibbe shehu traver lo tzirech vim teima uma tzirech hike bimba shel gid kibbe shehu osa yeish leima kibbe shehu yudaiti shel zeh liochlei haini tzirech yom. So in other words, because the aloch of miteich, the tzirech hayeim of miteich is not based upon the concept of simchat yom. So even though it's b'yisea, so memele we still can apply the aloch of miteich. Ma sheinkin ligabri v'ichon nefesh itself, there we don't say that even the Yisrael, it should be mutal Yisrael Chonesh. Now let's see how does the Rambam mention these halachas. The Rambam says, called Perek Aleph Mechazon Tvaloch Edaleph. כל מלוך שחיוב נורא בשבס ימוסו איסו ביום תפשו לצרך אחיר הלייקה חוץ נעיצוי מרשוס לרשוס ויעבור שמתיך שאותרו ייצוי ביום תפ לצרך אחיר הותרו שלו לצרך אחיר לפי חכמותה ביום תפ ליציקותו נסיבתירה או עם מפתח וחיי צבי אלו מרשוס לרשוס וכי מותה להביר אף על פי שנצרך אחיר. So he mentions only two מלוכס in connection with which there is aloch of miteich. He says, "Chutz kol meloch shchayom lo b'shabes imoso yisav yom tov shalom l'tzerech achilei izleik. Chutz min ha'itzoyim yoshus l'shus ve'avore shemiteich shehutro itzoyim b'yom tov l'tzerech achilei hutro shalom l'tzerech achilei lifichoch muta b'yom tov lohoitzi kot mitzvatir v'mafter ha'isav yom yoshus l'shus v'chei muta lahavla af al pi she'in tzerech achilei ushom meloch is כל שיש ביצרך אחיר מותר, כשחית האפיר על איש וחייץ בן, וכל שאין במצרך אחיר, איזוסח, כנקסיבה והריגל וביים וחייץ בן. So from the Pashtus Loshon HaRambam it's mashma that the whole Halacha of Miteich only applies to two Melachos, Havor and Nitzoy, Havor and Nitzoy, not any other Melachos, and the Prichodosh explained the Rambam that way. However, the Magid Mishneh does not assume that way. The Magid Mishneh holds that according to the Rambam, the Halacha of Miteich applies to Bishul, Afiyeh, Shchita, and so on. So why does the Rambam say, according to the Magid Mishneh, Kol Meloche Shechayovim B'Alev B'Shabes Imoso Yisub Yontef Shalom Yitzerech Achille Yizleike Chutz Min Ha'itzoyim Yoshus Lashus Ve'avore שמתיך שהוא תחו יצוי ביום תף לצרך אחילה, הוא תחו שלו לצרך אחילה. So why do they say, חוץ, I mean after all there is no difference between יצוי and the other מלוכס. It all depends if it's לצרך הנפש it's מותר, and if it's not לצרך הנפש it's עושה. And even if it's not לצרך הנפש, but if there is מתיך, so then it's מותר, if it's not מתיך it's עושה. But the Rambam makes a distinction between other מלוכס and the Tzoy and Avor. So how did the Magid Mishnah, so according to Pechodes Pshat, the Rambam is very simple. Because according to the Rambam, the whole halacha of Miteich is limited only to two meluchas. To two meluchas. Why these two meluchas? So the Nitziv in the Shalas Shuvas Meshidova, he agrees with the Pshat of the Pechodes. So he says, because now, because there is a posik of Lisi Tziu Matzo, Maso Bishabas. Now Rabbi wanted to say that the whole Lisa of Itzoy doesn't apply to Yom because of the Xeras HaKoso for Lisi Tziu Maso Bishabas. So So true, we don't, it, the Maskor of the Gemara is not like Abaye. Im Kim Lifli Geba Avoni. But Rabbi said that way. So Rav Yisef's Maskoni is not like Rabbi. In other words, the Yisar Yitzoye is, it applies to Yontef also. Yontef also, but the, according to Rav Yisef, so the Pshat in the Gemara is, the melocha of Itzoye applies to Yontef. But since there is a posik, which is Tziu Maso, B'yei Mashavos, so it's Mashal Yimashavos Dafke, but B'yontef not, so what does this Gzeras HaKosov tell us? But B'yontef, you can be Metzi many times. Why? Because of Miteich. So that's the Pshat, that's good for the Pshat in the Gzeras HaKosov. Of Lisitziu Maso Bima Shabbos. Lisitziu Maso Bima Shabbos, there is no heter to be made to Maso. Under all circumstances it is awesome. But beyond it, under certain circumstances, you can be made to. Why? Because of Miteich. So in other words, so the Zosakos of itself, of Lisitziu Maso Bima Shabbos, Bima Shabbos Yatamaitzi, and the Maitzi tells us there is a loche of Miteich. Gabi Itzoy, Anyom. Gabi, but Rabbi thought that the Gzeras HaKosov tells us that Itzoy is Mufke by Yom Tef Ligam, without Miteich. So that's Maskon of the Gemara, no. If Itzoy had been Mufke by Yom Tef, so then there wouldn't be any, so Liflik about Vodim Nami. So it's a raya that Itzoye is not Mufka and Yontef. So there is a Meloch of Itzoye. But if it's under the circumstances where it can apply the principle of Miteich, then Itzoye is Muta and Yontef. Why? Because of this Yosakon. So that's Kabi Itzoye. Why Havore? So then now the Magid Mishnah mentions in Yerushalmi, Ma'u lehadlik neir shel aftole. Neir shlaftol, the Yontef Neir shlaftol means a neir that you light only for kavod. Let's say you have guests and it just looks nicer when you have many lights. So you put on, so you kindle the lights on Yontef. So that's Neir shlaftol. So there is one mandoma who says it's muter. Why? Because the Torah says, "V'yitzivavu ish b'chol mishvisichem b'yim haShabbos." B'yim haShabbos yatamavir, avu atamavir b'yontef. That's Yerushalmi. Magid Mishnah mentions. So the Rambam says, the Rambam will say, he says it as pshat in the Prichodosh, because the Prichodosh is the one who says that according to the Rambam, the whole halacha of Miteich is limited only to Itzoy and Avoreh. The Pashas Loshon Rambam is like that. So why Itzoy and Avoreh? Because there is Gzeras HaKosov gabi Itzoy, which is Tziu Maso b'yim haShabbos. And there is a Gzeras HaKosov in Yerushalmi Megav Avoreh. We see Varoish Mechomesh Vesechem Ima Shabbos. Ima Shabbos Yatomavi Avomavi Biyontet. So that's the Pshat Avomavi Biyontet. Under the circumstances of Miteich. But Adam Eloches, there is no Aloche of Miteich. So maybe according to Prichodosh, in the way the Nitziv explains it, so we understand the Lashon HaRambam. Kol Meloches Chayov Malo B'Shabbos Imoso Yisob Biyontet Shol Yitzir Chachile. So we like it. Chutz min ha'itzoy meshus loshus v'avoy. So shemiteich shemiteich. But Adam Elochez, there is no Elochez of miteich. So if he doesn't do it, l'tzerech l'nefesh, so he's chayav malkes. except if it's in the Yom Tov Hail, so then you'll be Koteh, according to Rabbi, because of Hail. But if, let's say, they will not be childish, if the Rambam passed on Hail, but if it's now in the case where it's not Shayach Hail, so will be Chayim Mal. However, the Magid Mishneh, he is Chayim. He says that the Shittes Rambam is also that the Aloche of Miteich applies to all Melochis. So why does the Rambam say, Kol Melocho, Shayon B'Shabbos, Imosu Yisim Yom Tov Shul Yitzir, Chachila Leike. So Leike, so he means as follows. Kol Melocho, Shayon B'Shabbos, Imosu Yisim Yom Tov Shul Yitzir, Chachila. So the Rambam is reference to Melochis that normally are not done in Melochis, in Eichlech. Let's say like Sive, Arige, Tfira, and so on. Sive, Arige, Tfira, and so on. So those Melochis, שהיום אם אוסו יצא ביום תף שלא יצריך אחילה יזלי if it's מלוחס that normally are not applied on איך נפש like see the avidia binyan so let's say if somebody now according to Teisves so to let's see more. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos says that Tzadikei that Hamechabitz Vamgabe Kigreiris. So then it says Yizi Biyontef Leik Avoy. So if he's Migabe, so he's Leik Avoy. So according to Teisves, it has reference to a case where he was Migabi Napritzerachim. Was Migabi Napritzerachim, Ritzerachim. So then it's like it. But if he'll make cheese and yontev, Ritzerachim, so then it's Mutar Ritzerachim. However, according to Magid Mishneh's Pshat in the Rambam, so when is there a halacha of Ritzerachim Nefesh that it's Mutar? Only if the meloche is normally done in Eichlech, like Bishl Shchite, Bishl Afie, it's normally done in Eichlech. Or let's say, according to Rambam, even Ktzira Midrash is Mutal, because it's normally done in Eichlech. But a meloche, let's say, like Sive Varige, or Tfire, now, so according to Rambam, if somebody will, let's say, sew up the neck of a chicken, on Yom Tov, it will be Chayim Malkis. According to the Magid Mishneh Pshat Rambam, because even though he does it with Tzerech HaNefesh, and if somebody will be Migabei, and Yom Tov will be Chayim Malkes, even though he does it with Tzerech HaNefesh, not like Jesus, because when the Rambam says Kol Melochah Chayim Lo B'Shabbes, Imoso Yisa B'Yom Tov Shelo Yitzchak Achila, it means, in other words, if the Melochah is a Melochah that normally it's not done with Tzerech Achila, so merely it's like, and then he says. And then he says, but chutz min ha'itzoyim yoshus l'shus ve'avore. So actually it should follow, since the Shittes HaRambam is that the meloche that is normally not done in Eichon Nefesh. So it's also even if he doesn't receive Eichon Nefesh. So Havore should be also even receive Eichon Nefesh. So there is a Aloche, so there is a special Aloche that even though Havore is not done in Eichon Nefesh, when you are Mivashe also, yeah, you do the Meloche in Eichon Nefesh, and you Mivashe the Eichon, you are even the Eichon. But when you mother, you take wood and you kindle the wood, so you're not doing it in Eichon Nefesh, but you do it for Eichon Nefesh, so actually it should be also even with Eichon Nefesh. But we have a chiddush, Gabi Avore, that even if it's not only when you kindle the wood, let's say Eichon Nefesh is muter. Even if you kindle the wood, not let's say Eichon Nefesh, but let's say some other tzeirech, so it's also muter, because of Aloch of Miteich. So the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't mention the Aloch of Miteich, Ligabi Shchite and Afiyo Bishl, because the Rambam wants to tell us a big chiddush, that even Gabi Avore, where the Meloche is not done on Eichon Nefesh, so there is a Loche of Miteich. Kolshkin, a Meloche like Shchite, Afiyu, Bishl, or the Meloche is done in Eichon Nefesh itself, then we certainly say a Loche of Miteich, since it's normally done on Eichon Nefesh. But the Chiddush is that even by Avore, where it's not normally done on Eichon Nefesh, so even there we have it in of Miteich. And if the Meloche is normally not on Eichon Nefesh, so then, let's say, like Sive Arige, Tfire, so then it will be Chayev even if you'll do it with Eichon Nefesh itself. This is how the Magid Mishnah explained it. Now, the Magid Mishnah says as follows, HaMechu V'Nesplin V'Az Rabbeinu Kachu, SheKol Meloche Shchayov Lo B'Shabbos, V'Yisim Meloche Yishalo Mitzerech Achilo. אם עושו איסה ביום תפלייקה, חוץ נעיצוי ועבורי, שאף על פי שאין לצייר החילה נלייקה, ואפילו עושה שלא יצייר החילה. ופירש, מלוכה שאילו שלא יצייר החילה נסבור לי רבינו שכאילו כל מלוכה שנעשה והחילה יוסיה. ואם כן הוי מן הדין שיהיו עבור ויצוי נסורים כמו כסי וברי. So מצד הדין, so היצוי נעבורי שבי עושה עלי כסי וברי, אלא שמתך שהותחו לצייר החילה, הותחו שלא יצייר. ונראה טעם לשני אלו, היצוי לפי שאפי בכי יכלון משקי, ואף על פי שדיבורם אחרים אמרו למתך, ועבור אף על פי שאין לבי יכלון משקי, כסיב וסיבר ואיש וכל משבשיכם, ועם השבת, בשבת סודרוסר וביום תפשורת, וכן דרושן ירושלמי, וכן דורשו, ועם השבת מיוסר, ובשבת מהר כל יום מיני, ועם השבי, וידע לבוא מסיבר ואיש וכל משבשיכם, אבל שום מלוכס, שאין לצר אחרת, כי נקסיבה ואריסה ואריגה ואביניין, אפילו עושה להכיל עליהם. פרסה, אם somebody will be מגברי, עניונטף will be like, ושור המלוכה שאין באכיל עליהם, כי שחיתה ואפיה, אפילו עושה שלא ילך לא נהיה עליהם, כמו שיזבור בפרס. This is how the Magid Mishnah explains the Rambam, but of course, the Loshon Rambam is not much more like that. Pashtus Loshon Rambam is like the Prichodosh Pshat, in other words, that ליצירך אחילה כל מלוכה שחיוב מלו בשבס עם מוסו יש ביום טף שלו ליצירך אחילה is late. So that means if he did it, שלו ליצירך אחילה. But if he did it, ליצירך אחילה, even if normally it's not applied on an eel. Let's say he's sewing up a neck of a chicken, on יום טף. So then he's not late. But then he says, חוץ מהיצוי אל יושוס לרשוס, ויעבורי, so there, even though it's not the Tzerech Achille, we have a Loch of Miteir. Why a Loch of Miteir Davke by these two? So, Havore because of Zerzakosu with Varish from Tzerechem in Mashabos, and Itzoye because with Tzirmas in Mashabos. But even though the Gemore refutes this Rabbe, so Rabbe wanted to deduce from this Posik that Itzoye is not Oser and Yom Tov altogether. Without recourse to the Aloch of Miteich. So that the Gemara is Matre. In other words, Mitzoy is Oser on Yom Tov. But the Zasakosov tells us that there is Aloch of Miteich Gabi Mitzoy. Now, the Nitziv in Meshiv Dovo, in Simen Lamed Zayin, the tribute to his son, Reb Chaim Berlin, so he says that on that question, now how can the question arises, how can the Prichoder say that the din of Miteich, the halacha of Miteich applies only to Yitzoy and Avore, but the Gemara here on Beitze is to the contrary. But according to the Rambam, that the whole halacha of Miteich is limited only to Yitzoye and Avore. So how does he make an analogy between Yitzoye and Shchite? Yitzoye is the Gzeiras HaKosuv that we say Miteich. But by Shchite there is no Gzeiras HaKosuv. So we don't say Miteich. So Nitziv says that on that point there is a machlekes in the Gemara in Ksuvis as to whether the halacha of Miteich applies to all meloches or it only applies to Yitzoye and Avore. Now, the Gemara in Ksuvis says Rav Zayin, now, Rav Papa Mishpil Robe says that Bilas Mitzvah is Muta Biyonte, but Bishabes is Sosa. Why is it Sosa Bishabes? Because he makes Chaburah. Rav Papa Mishpil, that's Rav Papa Mishpil Robe. And Rav Papa Mishpil Robe says, Rav Papa Mishpil Robe says that Bishabes is also Muta. Bishabes is also muta. Why? Because it's Dovah Shem Mishchav. And Rav Popem Mishmederove says, Biyontef Shore, Bishabes Osa. That Bilas Mitzvah, Biyontef Shore, Bishabes Osa. Omrei, Rav Pape and Rav Pope. So in other words, what does Rav Pope say? Rav Pope says that Bishabes is Osa. And Biyontef, it's muta. My daitoch. Now since Bishabes is Osa, also it's in Loche, why should it be muta and Yontef? Miteich shehutro chaburo litzirech, hutro namo shalo litzirech. Hut namo shalo litzirech. So, where is chaburo muteh litzirech? Let's say, gabi shchit. So, elomato muteh las is mugma biyontef. Di miteich shehutro chaburo litzirech, hutro namo shalo litzirech. Hutro namo shalo litzirech. So Rav Pape said to Rav Pope, according to you, the bilas mitzvah bishabes is osa. So it is in loch. Still, you are matter with an yontef, so it's on the basis of miteich. So mugmea should also be muta. So mugmea should also be muta. Omale yolecho makro asher yoche lechol nefesh. Dovar ashove lechol nefesh. Dovar ashove lechol nefesh. So the reason as to why mugmea is also is because it's not shove lechol nefesh. Omale rabache b'rei d'rov l'rabashe el ma'ato nizdamo li'tzvi b'yontef. So Rav Pape said to Rav Pope that if Bilas Mitzvah, the Shabbos is Osar, it's Meloche, and still beyond the Priyamatoret, so it must be on the basis of Miteich. So Mugma should also be Muta. So Mugma should also be Muta. So then he says, So why do you Rav Pope say that Mugmer is so why is Mugmer Oser? So Rav Pope answered the reason is why Mugmer is Oser and we don't say Miteich is because it has to be Shovel Chol Nefesh and Mugmer is not Shovel Chol Nefesh. Alright, now in the Gemara, in what is it?
Rav Pope's motive. Everybody will be told by a show, by the law of a show like that.
One second. So he says, Rav Pope said to Rav Pope, according to you, that Bilas Mitzvah, which is also on Shabbos, is still Mutar on Yom Tov, so it's on the basis of Miteich. So Mele, Mugma should also be Osa.
Oh, Rav Pope holds
not. Mugmer should also be muter. Why is Mugmer osa? So Rav Pope said, the reason is why Mugmer is osa and we don't apply the aloha of Mitechim because it's not Shavu Chol Nefesh. But where it is Shavu Chol Nefesh, then we do say Mitech. So that means that Rav Pape is Chilik, and Rav Pape holds, we don't say Mitech. Now, how can Rav Pape say that we don't say Mitech, but that's a machleket between Bishal and Bisilel? So the Tzif says that this is really the machleket between Rav Pape and Rav Pope. In other words, the Bisilel say, by Tzoye, there is Aloch of Mitech, but Rav Pape holds, the Bisilel applied Aloch of Mitech only Ligabi Tzoye, because there is Pesach Kosov and Avore. But they don't apply it to Adam Aloches. They don't apply it to Adam Aloches. So, but you, Rav Pope, you say that Bilas Mitzvah and Shabbos is also, it is a Meloche. Still, I don't have it is Muta. So it's on the basis of Mitech. Though it's not Itzoy. So you hold that the Aloche of Mitech applies to all Meloches, so Mugma should also be Muta. So why is Mugma Osea? So Rav Pope said the reason is why Mugma is Osea is because it's not Shabbos on it. Then, in the Gemore, that Chol Gimel, based on the base, now, Maula Ashi, that for base on the base, the third line from the bottom, Ibelu Maula Ashi, that means Mugma, to make incense, Ayonte, Raviyom Yebarabi Omar Ravosa, Ushmuel Omar Mut. So the reason is why it's also to make incense on Yom Tov because of Kibbu. It doesn't say Havor. Omer Rav Nachman, v'neim emar mipnei shemavir. Nifneim emar mipnei shemavir. Omerei, tchilosei mechabe v'seifei mavir. Tchilosei mechabe v'seifei mavir. Omer Rav Yudeh, al gabi gecheles osea, al gabi cheres muta. V'rabe omar al gabi gecheres name osea. So it's another time. But Rav Yudeh says Al Gabi Gacheles Oseh. So why is Gabi Gacheles Oseh? So Rashi says Al Gabi Gacheles Oseh, when you do it Al Gabi Gacheles, Ike Mechabe Umabe. But Al Gabi Gacheles, if you do it Al Gabi Gacheles, she is Ike Yizmuteh Adi Kibu Leke. So Al Gabi Gacheles, there is no Kibu. Ve'avore Name al vishinu kilachayat vileki isura derais. So in other words, so there is one mandoma who says that al gabi gecheles is osea. Why? Because they only have kibu. But al gabi gecheles is muter. Why al gabi gecheles muter? Because gabi gecheles there is no kibu. And how about avore? So Rashi says because it's kilachayat. So he says no. The Rambam will explain it. The reason is why. He says that Al Gabi Cheres is Muter is because Al Gabi Gacheres so Mugmer is Oseh because of Kibu. And the Rambam, when he mentions the Aloche in Perek Dalet Yom Kasyonte, that Mugmer is Oseh, he doesn't mention Avore. He says Mipnei Shehu Mechab. So we see that the Rambam passes like that. That the whole Issur of Mugmer is only because of Kibu. But as insofar as Maver is concerned, so then Mugmer wouldn't be yourself, but Mugmer normally involves Kibu as well. But in a case where it does not involve any Kibu, just Avore, so then in Ochnami it's Muter. Why is it Muter? Because Ligabi Avore there is Aloche of Miteich. Ligabi Kibu there is no Aloche of Miteich. So that means there is only one difficulty, I mean, against this Nitzim. Because the Gemara mentions Avore. Alright, that's the only difficulty. So that means that, so the Nitziv says that there is a machlekes between Rav Pape and Rav Pope. So Rav Pope says that Bilas Mitzvah Yan Shabbos is Osa, so it is a Moch. And I don't know if it's Muter, why? Because of Miteich. So obviously Rav Pope holds that the Aloch of Miteich applies to all Melochs, not Afke to Itzoy. So, but Rav Pape holds
Rav Papi holds, his chelik Rav Papi, he holds it, Bisilel applied aloche of miteich only to Itzoye, but not to all melochet. So Mimele, if Bilas Mitzvah, so Monefshach, either Bilas Mitzvah is Mutar on Shabbos, and if it's also on Shabbos, so it should be also on Yom Tov also. But with the Doch, you say, on Shabbos is also, it is a melochet, it should be also on Yom Tov also. So why do you say on Yom Tov it's Mutar? Because Mitzvah Shiyut Chachabur, Mitzvah Kupam Shalei Tzirech. So that means that the aloha of Miteich applies to all melochas. So to Kibo also, Elema'ato Mutar Ases Mugab Yom Tov. So everything would be fine. If the Gemara said Mitzvah Shiyut Chachibur, Mitzvah Shiyut Chachibur, Mitzvah Shiyut Chachibur, but the Gemara says, "Mitoich shehutro havor litzirach hutro nam shalitzirach." So that here he resorts to idecha. In other words, that it means. I think this is what he says. I mean, I didn't go over the whole tshuva now. So it means the haloche of. In other words, mutal asis mukav yomtet. Mitoich the haloche of hutro havor litzirach hutam shalitzirach applies to kibbutz as well. So if you say because Monefshach, you say that it applies to Chabure, so it should apply to Kibo also. So Mukva should be Muter. So Bishleimeledidi. So it's all right because normally Mukmer involves Kibo, so that's why it's also. And then Ochaname in a case where it does not involve Kibo. Let's say the Cheres, where it does not involve Kibur, only Avore, so then it is Muter. Why is it Muter? Because of the Aloch of Miteich. And we apply the Aloch of Miteich even without the Tzirech Hayei, like Rashi in the Rif. I mean, like Rashi Shite. And the Goyim says that the Rif Shite is also like Rashi. So, but with the Doch, but you say that there is Aloch of Miteich, so Mimele, by all Melochis, by Chabur also, so Mele by Kibur also. So every Mugma should be Muter, even the Mugma of Al-Gabi Gacheres, not just the Mugma of Cheres. But even Al-Gabi Kibur you should say Miteich. So in other words, so that means there is a Machlekes between Rav Pope and Rav Pap. Now, so he explains. So there is a machlokes between Rav Pope and Rav Pape as to whether the halacha of Miteich is a halacha in all melachos or just Gabi Yitzhoy. So he explains this Gemara the same way. Tone Tane Kamer Rav Yitzhoy Barav Bime Hashichet Yosin Gobe Biyom Tefrik Omer Lidom Alochmane Bishamayim Dom Ole Amrinon Miteich Shiu Troy Yitzir Tzir Udan Shol Yitzir Dibisiru Amr Miteich Shiu Troy Yitzir Tzir Chutron Amr Shol Yitzir. In other words, so Rav Yitzchok Barav Dime agrees with Rav Pop that the halacha of Miteich is not limited to Yitzhoye. It applies to all halachas. So that's why he says that can only accord with Bishamai, but according to Bishilel, Sheichet Yilas Nigove Biyomtev should not be like because of the halacha of Miteich. So Maski Florabe, Mimaydi Bishamai Bishilel Bihoplige, Dilme Beiro Vitzoye Lishabes, Vineiro Vitzoye Liyomtev, come Miflige. Because you'll see Masa Metechem. So Rabbi meant that the whole Meloche does not apply. The whole Meloche of Yitzhoye, maybe according to Bishilel, the whole Meloche of Yitzhoye does not apply to Yontev. So ask of Rav Yosef, if the whole Meloche of Yitzhoye doesn't apply, so Miflike Ba'avonim, Elo Midloi Miflike Ba'avonim, Shimam the Bitsoy, because if the whole Meloche of Bitsoy doesn't apply to Yom Tov, and the Chachomi Masa Tilt Lavonim because of Hitsoye. If Hitsoye doesn't apply without recourse to Miteich, Hitsoye doesn't apply to Yom Tov, so then the whole Issa of Tiltl should not apply to Yom Tov, because the whole Issa of Tiltl is because of Hitsoye. Even though the Rambam doesn't mention that anymore. But anyway, this is how he explained it. So, Elo, Shmamino, Bitzoy Shalom Yitzirach Plige. So in other words, so Rav Yosef says, it's not that, so Rav Yosef says, no, so it's a Raya,
that Bisil's din of that it's mutalehitzi, es a koton, es a lue, es a vatire, so is based upon the aloche of miteich, but the isaroit, so is such, does apply to Yontef, in the case where we cannot apply the aloche of miteich. So that's why they're not chilling by avonim, because avonim is osa. Itzoye is osa. But legabi itzoye we say miteich. So then, but the after biyichan and sovam miteich shehutcho itzoye mitzirach utchanam shelo mitzirach. In other words, so it's not that Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rav Yitzchok Barav Dine. Rav Yitzchok Barav Dine agrees with Rav Popi. He holds the Aloch of Miteich. He holds the Aloch of Miteich applies to all Melochis. Masheikin Rabbi Yechon, he holds that the Aloch of Miteich is limited only to Itzoy and Avoy. So this Rabbi Yechon is over Miteich Shehutcho Itzoy Miteich. Not like Rabbi, who says that the Talmud of Bisil is that there is no Yisar Yitzoye in Yomte. There is an Yisar Yitzoye in Yomte. But Gabi Yitzoye, we say Miteich. Rabbi Yechon also holds like that. Why? The Tone Tane Kam Rabbi Yechon Amvashal Yitanoshe Bichol of Yomte Vroch Leike Chomesh Leike Shemavashal Gid Vileike Mishumeichal Gid Leike Mishumavashal Bichololo Leike Mishumeichal Bichololo Vileike Mishumavore Omalei Pukton livro, havore ubishle in the Mishneh. Havore ubishle is in the Mishneh. So, v'yintim tzalei v'amishneh, v'shamayi, v'yamre lo yamrino miteich shehutro yitzoy litzirach utronam shel litzirach. V'chacham ha'anam lo yamrino miteich shehutro havore litzirach utronam shel litzirach. V'yi nami, v'yi b'sil otim dam miteich shehutro yitzoy litzirach. So he is midayin the nitziv. So he says. He doesn't say hochanam mitich shehutro havor litzirach hutam shalitzirach mitich shehutro bishul litzirach hutam shalitzirach. But he just says avore. So that means puk tonel livro havor bishul mishle. So it doesn't mean that bishul also has to be stricken out. What you say? A pukton livro, havor and bishul both together in the Mishnah. Why? Because havor, he's not like it, but bishul is like it. That's why in the maskone he says hochanam mitich shehutcho havor litzirach. He doesn't say mitich shehutcho bishul litzirach, hutchanam shel litzirach. Because insofar as bishul is concerned, Rabbi Yechon holds we don't say mitich like Rav Papi. So, but Avore, we do say Miteich. So, Mele, this price that is Chayev Malkes, two Malkes for Yom and Yomte, one on the score of Avore and one on the score of Bishul Vetele Mishneh, because he couldn't be Mechuyev two Malkes for on the score of Yomte, only one Malkes, the Malkes Mishul Bishul, but Malkes Mishul Avore now. All right, this can be explained. But the difficulty is the Gemara in Ksuves, because they are the Gemara in Ksuves. Now the Nitziv says it's Kimin Chaimer, so it would be Kimin Chaimer, except for this. The Gemara says Lamato Mutal Asis Mukab Yontev Mitech Shehutcho Avor Litzirach Utnam Shel Litzirach. So according to the Nitziv's explanation, it doesn't mean Mitech Shehutcho Avor Litzirach Utnam Shel Litzirach. It means the principle of Mitech Shehu Travo Litzirach Ligavi Kimu. But the Gemara uses the Losh Mitech Shehu Tro Havor Litzirach Utnam Shla, except if there is a Girsa in that Gemara in Ksuves that is not Girsa Havor, but just Mitech Shehu Tro Litzirach Utnam Shla Litzirach. And it has reference just to Kimu. Then it's all right. But the way it appears here, so it's Mashma, that Rav Pape is arguing not just in connection with Kibu, but he's arguing in connection with Avor as well, because he says Elamatem Utalasis Mugu Biyom Tichshu Travor Litzirach Utnam Shel Litzirach. So it's Mashma, but he himself holds no. We don't say Miteich. All right, but the Rambam does pass the Halacha.
Yidalet and Tzion to Halacha Bol. Yidal mit Tzion to Halacha Bol. Ein Miyashnin Dikteres Biyontef. Mit Nishu Mechav. So, Mavir it doesn't even mention. So in other words, wherever there is no, wherever there is no kibbutz, or then mugmer is mutar. But the question is, the Gemara in Ksuves, which says, mentions avor. So it's mashma that they are arguing over the avor itself, not just with abeiki. Anyway, the Prichodosh is the one who says this pshat in the Rambam that according to the Rambam, the whole halacha of miteich, it applies only to Yitzoy and Avoy, but not to Adam Vav. He agrees with the Prichodosh that according to the Rambam, the whole halacha of Miteich applies only to Yitzoye and to Avore, not to any other melacha. And the Mitziv even says that the Magid Mishneh also has that pshat in the Rambam. The Prichodosh says that the Magid, call it Magid Mishneh, the Rambam Shiti is that Miteich applies to all melachos. But he says no, the Magid Mishneh also agrees that according to the Rambam, the halacha of Miteich applies only to Yitzoye and to Avor, and not to any other melachos. And when the Magid Mishneh says that Achile Shchite Afie Afilo Oson Shaloi Lo Ochlon in Eleike, he doesn't mean because of Miteich, he means because of the halacha of Hail. Alright, so whatever the pshat in the Magid Mishneh is, if we say the Nitziv says in Magid Mishneh, then the Magid Mishneh makes better sense. Because according to the Prichodes pshat in the Magid Mishneh, then the Magid Mishneh says that according to the Rambam, so the halacha of, so then the halacha of Miteich applies to all melachos. So I mean, there are certain mishnayos in the Magid Mishneh that are very strange.